On the phone with me right now is Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency Director James Robert Redford. Mr. Redford, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. Let me begin by asking you, what are some of the challenges that the current Grand Rapids Home for Veterans building faces?
Yeah, Daniel, thanks first for the opportunity to have a conversation about our veterans facilities. I really appreciate it, and so do the veterans that we have the privilege of serving. The challenge, many of the challenges are from the both the age of the structure and the size of the structure and how it was, it's a wonderful facility that we've had on that campus. We've had the privilege of serving veterans since 1886. So in the initial buildings that were built there, we were serving veterans who had served at Gettysburg, at Shiloh, and, reunited the Union. Over the years, new buildings have been built, but they've been built with a structure for, at some points, Daniel, to have four residents per room. Now, there aren't any that have four residents per room anymore, but there are many that have two per room. And what the size of the facility and the multi-story aspect of the facility make it very challenging to try to create a real home-like environment, which is what we're really seeking to do with the proposed new facilities. Ideally, it would be a facility that is built on a community living center model, Daniel, and that's where we would have probably 10 different homes that would be the homes of 12 or 14 veterans, and each veteran would have their own room. They'd have their own private bathroom facilities. Each home within the campus would have a full kitchen facility, a living room area, an area where they would be able to dine, and areas to be able to gather with their family and friends who would come and visit. One level would have about half of the homes, and that would be connected with a community living center where there would be a central sort of a bistro area, and then there would be the therapy areas. That level would then connect with another series of homes that would also have four or five other homes at a lower level on the lot, which would then have the residents for, again, 12 to 14 veterans per individual home.
I would assume there would also be some technological updates done as well to bring the home into the 21st century, better equipment, better Wi-Fi.
I'm sure that there are going to be, scores of new technological updates. And you really hit on one of our real challenges, frankly, because of the size of the building, because of the makeup of the building, it's frankly a challenge to get the Wi-Fi to work as quickly as all of us have come to expect with, 4G type communications. So I would expect we would have much more robust technological advantages. Mm-hmm. What we'll be doing, if we're in the process of applying to participate in the federal VA building program, and that application will be due April 17th of 2017, where we're going to seek to build two new facilities, one in Grand Rapids and one in Detroit. If we're selected for that, we're going to be seeking to use best practices in the nation. And we've been in consultation with a number of other states, with folks who have administered different facilities in different states. And we really want to have it be the best possible technological advantages so that we can focus on the best possible care for the members that we have the privilege of serving each day.
Switching gears here for a minute, a state audit released in February of 2016 revealed inadequate staffing levels and a failure to properly investigate allegations of abuse, neglect, and inadequate staffing in the home. What has the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency done since then in response?
Yes, Daniel. The audit was released on February 19th, so 11 months ago yesterday, and that was the day that I became the interim director of the agency at the request and direction of the governor. We had already, as a system, had begun to take steps to correct deficiencies that were identified through the creation of the Michigan Veterans Health System, the hiring of our CEO, Leslie Shanley. Leslie has since left state service and retired from state service and taken an opportunity in the private sector. But Leslie really put together a team of long-term healthcare experts. Some of the things that we addressed immediately after the February 19th report, as you indicated, investigations of allegations of complaints were not being addressed in a timely fashion. And so what we worked on together as a team was a plan of if someone had an allegation of something that was unsatisfactory or mistreatment or even of abuse, that it would be responded to the presentment of the information by either a member or their family or an advocate. We would respond within 24 hours and acknowledge that we had received it. And then within 72 hours, in most circumstances, we would have a response. The Auditor General came back, and we welcomed them, and they're going to be coming back again, I think, in February. But they came back in August and September, and in their review of the activities since February 19th, 100% of the time that there was an allegation of a difficulty, it was reviewed in the manner in which this new process was designed. So we've really worked hard to empower our staff, our leadership at the homes, to make sure that we're fully engaged in the staffing levels, fully engaged in the care, and doing the very best we can.
Sounds like a very...
Some of the steps that we've taken.
Sounds like a very full first year on the job.
It's been a real privilege to serve, and it's been a privilege to try to work with people who are so dedicated to really getting everything right. And we have a lot of challenges still, and we are by no means perfect. And every day we're addressing issues. We're bringing in outside consultants, instructors, teachers, experts to help us get better, because there's always room for improvement.
Director James Robert Redford, anything else you'd like to add?
No, again, Daniel, I just want to thank you and WGBU and all of our, the folks in the media have been so great to have the interest that's been displayed in making sure that what we're doing is correct. And we appreciate your interest. We appreciate the scrutiny, because it helps us get better. It helps us do our jobs better. And it's just a very important part of the public-private partnership that's going on to make sure that we're doing the best job we possibly can.
Well, thank you as well for the service you provide our veterans, and thank you for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Okay, Daniel, I hope you have a great day.
That is Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency Director James Robert Redford. I'm Daniel Booth, WGVU News.